Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time for Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Every week we spend a couple of hours cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century or so of recorded sound here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know.
Thank you. more and more and more. Thanks for listening.
A very cool set of library music here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Hello, I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for joining me here on the airwaves. We just heard a set of music put together by the cast and crew of the Library Music Film. Now, the Library Music Film is going to be a documentary about production music, library music, music that was recorded for films, advertisements, television shows, and a number of different venues, and music that wasn't recorded for specific programs or movies like scoring, but just kind of generically recorded and then would be licensed to different productions. The Library Music Film is being produced by musician Sean Lee. It's going to involve Keith Mansfield, Barbara Moore, John Cameron, DeWolf Music, Johnny Trunk, and just a lot of people who are involved in the genre of library music. Great, great stuff. And in that set, you heard Janko Nilovich, Juan Demonio, Simon Hassley, Le Baron, Larry Robbins, Sports Studio Band, Alan Morehouse, Zarango, Pete Wilshire, and Thomas Kelly, Tony Rubio, and Bernard Astardi. All amazing library production musicians.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. On Valentine's Day in 1900, several young women attending Appleyard College and their teacher went on a school picnic in the shadow of Australia's magnificent Hanging Rock. Climbing high in the crags of the rock, three of them disappeared without a trace. Peter Weir's 1975 classic, Picnic at Hanging Rock, tells their story. From the beginning, it's clear that something threatens this world of cotton sundresses, day hats, and school drills. As the girls lie napping languidly in the sun, not far off the wilderness awaits. Four of the girls receive permission to explore the rock face on their own. Once away from the others, they peel off their black stockings and press on to climb as high as they can. What makes Picnic at Hanging Rock such a compelling mystery is that it offers us so few leads. During an early screening, one distributor allegedly expressed his frustration by throwing his coffee at the movie screen. But for film lovers who appreciate the subtlety of suggestion, a flash of light, a possibly ominous line of dialogue, this is a truly satisfying mystery. Moving beyond a whodunit, it makes us ask bigger questions like how, why, and did something sinister even happen at all? Picnic at Hanging Rock, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Before we get back into the tunes here at the Radio Thrift Shop, I'd like to say hello to folks listening on WMNBLP out in North Adams, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening. I hope that you are enjoying the program. If anyone who's listening would like to communicate, you could email me at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick with an E, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, @christiannewage.com.
Thank you.
Birds and Brass with a tune called Sort of Soul. Before that, we heard Johnny Lytle with Tahid. And we started off with Pi R Square and a tune called Fantasy. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. Letterboxing is a growing hobby that combines elements of hiking, treasure hunting, and creative expression into an activity that anyone can enjoy. Participants seek out hidden letterboxes by following clues that are posted online or in clue books. Then people record their discoveries in personal journals with the help of a rubber stamp that's found inside the letterbox you seek. In addition, letterboxers have their own personal stamps, which they use to stamp into the letterbox's logbook. To get started, you'll need a journal, a rubber stamp, a stamp pad, and a pen or pencil. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'll talk more about letterboxing in future editions of Paper Radio. Happy hunting!
This is Bird Note. Each spring and summer, indigo buntings sing their buzzy jumbled songs from brushy edges throughout the eastern U.S. The sparkling blue males are one of the best known and most colorful birds of the region. West of the Rockies, a different bunting, a lazuli bunting, sings his song. He's named for the gemstone lapis lazuli, and his head and back shimmer in iridescent azure. Together with a red-orange breast and bold white wing patches, he looks like he might have been fashioned by a maker of Navajo jewelry. Yet another bunting sings atop thickets and shrubs in the southeast and south-central U.S. And if the first two buntings, indigo and lazuli, are avian gems, many would equate this third bunting, the painted bunting, with the crown jewels. A male-painted bunting, with a bold blue head, ruby-red breast, and a back of burnished apple green, is one of the most dramatically colorful birds you'll see in all of North America. Enjoy the bunting singing in your neck of the woods this summer, for with the arrival of fall, indigo, lazuli, and painted too, will be gone to the tropics until next spring. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
All right, this is DJ Frederick. I hope you enjoyed this journey up and down the dusty aisles of music. We always dig into the old record crate, the old tapes, the reel-to-reels, the 78s. The curiosities and the left behinds. All right, thanks for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free. Thank you.